talk about the government as a monolith, but in fact, power, authority, and responsibility in this country is divided both vertically and horizontally. Our federal system is what I refer to as a vertical axis, with the federal government at the top of this hierarchy, followed by states, and then municipal governments, which may be further divided between counties and municipalities. Of course, the relationship between these different levels of government is not simply a hierarchy, either de jure or de facto. A full discussion of the U.S. federal system is beyond the scope of this class, but in brief, the federal government has full authority in some areas, like national defense, but shares authority with states in other areas, which is why we have different levels of welfare benefits or laws about marriage equality. Each state's government plays a key role in all aspects of domestic policy.